I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Concerned Christians, college kids, and Bible translation top our agenda for today. In each headline, there's a way that you can make a difference for Christ. Take this first story, for example. Shortly before the 70th United Nations General Assembly, 130 lawmakers from all over the world got together for a religious freedom summit. Open Doors' David Curry explains.
What we've seen is 3 to 4 years of increased persecution around the world, where in many cases, the number of believers, Christians, who were martyred for their faith doubled from the previous year.
Delegates signed a resolution supporting religious freedom as a human right. But does it have any teeth? Not yet.
Well, what we're asking folks to do is to make religious freedom a policy issue in all of these governments and addressing that, hey, we need to, as governments, speak out when people are imprisoned for their religious beliefs.
Curry says it doesn't stop there.
Christians need to stand up. They need to be heard. They need to pray. They need to do all those things. But prayer can't be an excuse for inactivity, for passivity. We've got to take action.
As we mentioned yesterday, York Moore of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is visiting U.S. college campuses this week, getting students plugged into the Great Commission.
I do hope in my interactions with students here on this campus to inspire people to reach for more, to dream big. And Urbana can be a part of that.
At Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Moore met with students and spoke at CU's chapel service.
One of the things that I preached on today was Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, which in my mind is kind of the epicenter of the story of God. It's a turning point in the story of God. What comes after that is this incredibly violent, volatile period of time where God begins to make all things new.
The next generation is engaging in missions as part of that story. Please pray that the college kids you know will answer God's call on their lives. You're listening to Mission Network News. Now, missions is important, but how do you grow spiritually if you can't understand God's Word? Some people have to wait decades before the Bible's translated into their heart language.
The process of translating a New Testament has taken anywhere from 10 to 30 years, and many of these communities are just unwilling to lose another generation without God's Word in their communities.
And that's why Wycliffe Associates started its MAST program, Mobilized Assistance Supporting Translation.
We've found that through a combination of a different training approach and a crowdsourcing approach, which engages more people from the church, from the local community, really up front in the translation process. Many of these translations are now happening in less than a year, and some of them have happened in as little as a month.
This model engages local believers to help with the translation process, and it's sped things up tremendously.
So on a given day, any number of translators, their individual goal would be to translate about 35 verses each in a single day, and then the community itself engages in the checking process right after the drafting occurs.
The idea's caught on, and 200 new language groups are on board this year. The Great Commission is just too big for any one to accomplish alone, and too important not to try to do together. So over the next couple of days, the MNN team will be on the road, coming to you from Missio Nexus in Florida. It's a summit networking churches and mission groups across North America, and together we'll figure out what works and what doesn't when it comes to sharing the gospel. It'll reveal a picture of what God's doing through some of the biggest challenges that the global church body has ever faced. And sometimes you need an icebreaker to get people talking. Many Middle Easterners might be afraid to openly talk about Jesus, but they will watch a short film that opens up spiritual conversations. So short films are becoming the universal language of the digital world. The Jesus Film Project is sending people to film school because of that. Filmmakers are being equipped and trained to produce films that speak messages that can open hearts and reach people of all ages. Details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.